Hashem el Moshe Emer el Koyani Bnei Aaron Vomarta Alehem Lenefesh Leitamo Be'amo. So the Rishonim HaMedayek Emer el Koyani Vomarta Alehem Emer el Koyani Vomarta Alehem. זה כפיילוס. אמויר ואומרתו. It's all different. It's very מנעריכס. What is אמויר ואומרתו? What is אמויר ואומרתו? רשי says, להזיר גדולים על הקטנים. That להזיר גדולים על הקטנים. That גדולים are not allowed to be מתאמד הקטנים. So the shaila is, what is the פשט? זה איסור להזיר גדולים על הקטנים. דהיינו, the גדולים are not allowed to be מתאמה the קטנים. Even that קטנים are not מצווים in mitzvahs, but they're not allowed to be מתאמה them. The שאלה is, it's פשיטה. The חזר say, you're not allowed to feed a cotton נבלס. Cotton אוכל נבלס אין בייזים מצווים להפרישוי. But you're not allowed to feed a cotton נבלס. So what is the issue lehazir gdoilim al haktanim? But that the ktanim themselves will not be metame. It's not the pashtus. Pashtus, the issue is on the gdoilim to metame the ktanim. So the shayla is, what is the gedder? The gedder is that you're not allowed to metame your kid. Or, no, while the kid is not allowed to be tome, you're not allowed to be metame. I'll tell you where I had the nafkimine halocha lemaise. My son was very sick. Very, very sick. They had to take him to the hospital to metabolize him. They wanted to take him to the hospital. They had a tumas koyanim. I'm a koyan. So I know I'm not allowed to metabolize my son. Pikuach nefesh. My wife told me, so pikuach nefesh, he's going to die. I said, okay, pikuach nefesh is doicha da avere to metabolize the kid. But the issue on the father or on the mother to metame the kid. So hire a shikze to push the carriage into the hospital. Einachanam is pikuach nefesh. But everything that you don't have to do aveir, you're not allowed to do aveir, right? So to push the carriage in, it's not pikuach nefesh. We could do it through a guide. So we will be, I'm a kid, I will not go. You will go with the kid to the hospital. You will not push the carriage in, the shikze will push it in. So you do it. So the kid himself has a head of pikuach nefesh. Kid himself has a head of pikuach nefesh. So I asked my shver b'avram Goritz. He told me avad. I asked Rabbi Eliashiv. Rabbi Eliashiv told me it's no inyan. He said if the kid is allowed to be nitma, it's no inyan not to be metame. Here's the chiddush. If lehazir gdolim al haktanim, it's a new aveira. Don't be tome and don't metame this kid. It's a isu. Don't metame him. So you're right. If he has a heter, it doesn't make a difference. You have an isu to metame this kid. But if the gedder is no, it's not isu to metame the kid. You have mitzvah to be makpid on the alochas of the kid. This is your chiyuv to be makpid on the alochas of the kid. So you have a chiyuv to be makpid on the alochas of the kid. That's your say. I'll be makpid on the alochas of the kid. I'll be makpid on the aloha of the kid. Gesundheit. I'm allowed to be makpid. But if the kid is not mitzube, there's no Indian not to be metame. And the pasuk is mamshich lenefesh lo yitamo be'amov. Lenefesh lo yitamo be'amov. And I'm allowed to be metame. So Teisus and Bob Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudalet, Frek Takashe, how Eliyahu Hanavi was metame himself to Ben Ashunamis. Came to the house and he was machia the kid. Eliyahu was a kohen. A kohen is not allowed to be mace. So how Eliyahu was metame himself lebein Ashunamis? And for Teisves, she came on she yodea she bevada yichye. She came on she yodea she bevada yichye. Vali knew that he for sure will manage to save the kid. היו מותר משום פיקוח נפש. שכיוון שיודע שבוודא יחיה, היו מותר משום פיקוח נפש. So all the Mephoshim asked the Kasha. Teisa asked the Kasha, how will you was Machia ben Ashunamis? The Hainu. Elio was a Koya. And for Teisa, it's because Elio knew that for sure he will wake up the kid, so it's a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. If it's a heter of Pikuach Nefesh, even if not for sure he will wake up the kid, Pikuach Nefesh is Mutar Afilu Misafek. So what does that say? Kevan sheyodeh shebevada yichye hayomuto mishum pekoach nefesh. Why have to come shebevada yichye? Elio was trying to save the kid. The mele pekoach nefesh is doiche isur tume. And Teisa says no. Kevan sheyodeh shebevada yichye hayomuto mishum pekoach nefesh. So I remember before in Kiev, Yanzi Zatzari told me that the Moshe says ke'ein dem. That the heter from Pikuach Nefesh is V'chai Bohem V'chai V'loi Sheyomus V'chai Bohem V'loi Sheyomus. This is only when someone is alive. So this is the Torah Sheyasa also Odom V'chai Bohem V'loi Sheyomus Bohem. The Torah was not given for death. The Torah was given that a person will live. But when a person is dead already and you want to make it Chiyas HaMeisim, there's no heter from V'chai Bohem. When someone is dead, there's no heter from V'chai Bohem. So what is the heter b'chlal to save him? When I say he's dead. It's the nose of Gemara in Yume Pei Beis, Mutov lechal al olofsha besachas, kedei sheichayim shabos asarbe. Or if that mutov has to be vaday. As V'chai Bohem Shiyomus, all of the Torah was given V'chai Bohem Shiyomus. So misafik you're allowed to save a person. But when someone is dead and you want to make it Chiyas HaMeisim, as V'chai V'loi Sheyomus is dead. It's not Din V'chai. More than that, Reb Shmuel said once, there's no mitzvah to save, there's a mitzvah to wake up dead people. Someone has the key of Chiyas HaMeisim. There's a mitzvah to go to wake up the world? Mechateis? Mechateis? If he's dead, there's no mitzvah to machi. Someone is dead, there's no mitzvah to machi. So, but there's another svara. The svara is v'chai v'loi sheyom mutav sheyikayim shabbos. Melo is the teisves was only mutav. Kevon sheyodeh bevadai sheyichya yomuto mishum pikuach nefesh. Kevon sheyodeh shebevadai yichya yomuto mishum pikuach nefesh. So they bring down as a Medrash Rabbe in last week's parsha. There was a person that had a dream, and in his dream was a leaf of Tchiyas HaMeisim, and he woke up and he see that leaf near him. So he said, he has this leaf when he can make mechayim meisim. He's running miyat in Moras HaMachpele, awake of Avron, Mitzvah Yankov, Moshe Aaron, David, we go, God's Klal Yisrael, Mashiach. And the way, he saw a dead lion. He said, we'll check if it works. He put it near the lion woke up, and ate him up right away. And then we don't have to leave again. As is like the Medrash. So before Shema, the Medrash explained, that it happened or didn't happen, I'm not going into the Avonah of the Medrash. But a lot of times a person has koiches. And with these koiches he could change the world. But a person, he uses his koiches and he puts himself something that destroys him. So he gives a person a koich that he could attract people. So the first thing, he attracts bad people and then they spoil him and he goes off the derech. He could have been a god lado. Hashem gives him a koyach. That's what's in everything. To read, to know Kalate Yekula. And he could really. He goes, he reads a book. And the metandan the moyach. And he's over. Person would use his koyaches to the right way, the ganze world he will change. That's what the Medrash means to say. He has the lead of Tchiyas HaMeisim. He checked it on the lion. The lion ate him. There's no protecting the guy that is only the lead. The lion will not eat him. Person, Hashem gives the koiches. But the Yetzirah comes with little things. Let's try it. Guy gets up with the ganzash, good mood, he's all ready. So he goes, he chaps the shmuz. It's over. Hashem gave him the koyach, start. He woke up, he feels good, he's all ready to go to learn. He's in a good, Hashem gave him the koyach. Everything is good in his life. So he meets someone. That's the end of it. In the back of the Gemara is Chidush Reb Elazar Moshe Horovitz. He says the Ander Pshat that the Chassidus Sforim is brought down on the Poskim. What would be if there's a big tshuva, is a Rebbe that does Moifsim. Klal Yisrael given a mol as a chazachim. That was a Rebbe that did Moifsim. You go to him and he could make a Moifes. How you dvarim ma'olam? A real Rebbe that does Moifsim. Now you have someone that's going to die. So the Chassidim told that guy, come, take a taxi, we go to Bnei Brak, the Rebbe will give a bracha. You're allowed to go on Shabbos to the Rebbe or not? Now, if it's a doctor in Bnei Brak that 5% will save the person, you're allowed to go. There's a big tshuva nachroinim. There's a Rebbe. This Chassidim mamish know everything. This Rebbe is poyel yeshuas. Okay, doesn't mean that he will do it, but if he wants, he says he will live, and they have like books of stories that it happened. Yeah. Now, so now the shaila is: you have someone sick. The Chassidim said, "Come, we'll take a car in Shabbos. It's a sus ve'agola. We'll go to the Rebbe." It's better from going to the... The chances that the Rebbe will wake him up is bigger than this doctor. So you're allowed to mechal Shabbos for such a zachonat. They have an emotion when people have to give birth. They have another Yerushalayim, all different stones. You put the half of a fellow, it works. Yeah? You're allowed to send a guy, instead of going to the hospital, his wife is not feeling good, takes a taxi, he knocks on his mouth with that stone, Yashve. You're allowed to or not. So the Poskim say lemaise, Sgulis and Broches, only if it's 100% works, you're allowed to go. But if it's not 100% that it works, you're not allowed to go. Mele Zogel Bezamoyshe, Eliyahu Anovi that could save Ben Almon Shunamis, he's not a doctor. What? It's a Moifus. Eliyahu could make a Mesi. That is only Mutar Kevin Shemavada Yichya. To Oivir an Isur Tume, to save a kid, the heter is only given she yedeh she mevada yichye ha yomuto mishum pikoach nefesh. On mevada she yichye, of them is no heter. I mean, to be matter that is only as vada she yichye. This is darki refuah. The rabbi yichye, but this is the way the Torah was given. In yonim zgulim, I say the poisim yom achriya. It's only if it's a mevada she yichye. Then the posuk is mamshich kim l'sheiru ha'akor ha'elov le'imoy ve'le'oviv. He's allowed to be nitmos. It says first to his mother and then to his father. Normally men are more important from women. Right? Isha is before Isha. So why it doesn't say, Kim l'shir ha'yakor olav, le'ovi v'le'imo yitamo. And followed with the rest of the pasuk. Le'bnoi v'le'bitoi, to his son and his daughter. So why it doesn't say, the kohen is allowed to be nitma, father, mother, brother, sister. And son, daughter, one pasuk. Then we go to the Kohen Gadol. It says he's not allowed to nitma, not to his father and not to his mother. Why does it say not to his mother, not to his father? So the Stipler brings down. It's a vote. There's a lot of argument if the vote exists. I'll tell you why. But maybe it's a Gemara and Nozer Gibbay. The Gemara says that a mother is for sure my mother. I was born from my mother. The father, no one knows if it's the real father. The Gemara says, "Roiv beilas oiches achar abal," is a roiv that mistam the kid is from the father, but it's not 100% that it's from the father. So, mainly the pasuk says, "You're allowed to be nitma to your mother, and kol sheken, and you're allowed to be nitma to the mother. This is pashut, and even for the father, the mother is the least chidush from the father. You're allowed to be nitma to the mother, and not only the mother." Even the father. Mashiach in the Kohen Gadol that is not allowed to be nitma. So it's, if I count, he's for sure not allowed to be nitma to the father. Even to the mother he's not allowed to be nitma. The Kohen Hedyot is allowed to nitma to the mother and even to the father. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to the father and even to the mother. If the Torah would write, the Kohen Hedyot is nitma to his father. So I know already the mother. So we start the mother. The father is a bigger chiddush. When I'm not allowed to be nitma, is a bigger chiddush than I'm not allowed to my father, and then even more than I'm not allowed to my mother. Steinman says the only problem in this world is that if your father is not your father, so your mother is also, you're not a kohen. Your mother is not more from your father. This is what the style of time is in this world. This world is written in Kadmoinim. It says, you're telling your mother, you're more sure my mother from my father. If my father is not my father, I'm not a kohen. So it's not mine and the mother from the father. The mother is not more from the father. It's exactly the same. This is the style of time. Because if the father is a father, the mother is a mother. And if the father is not a father, the mother is not a mother. He's not a kohen. The Steiner would say it over Alamol, and then he would say the Steiner. It's Kimad Gemoit on a Gemorah and Nozer. Yeah, it's Kashit. Then the Pusik is Mamshich. The Pusik says as it. Lo yikrichu kolcho beroishom, ubepes konom lo yegaleichu, ubepsorom lo yisretu sarotes. You're not allowed to make a kolcho beroishom. You're not allowed to take off the payas. What is the yikichu kolcho beroishom al ames? And you're not allowed to take off your payas. And you're not allowed to make a srita al ames. So the ikhu kolcho beroishom upkas konam lo yigaleichu upsom lo yisret usarotas. So the Rambam brings down that this isur is beetzem shikach hoy yochoyk oiv de avid zore. Shikach hoy yochoyk oiv de avid zore. The question is, maybe I'll explain the question. Everyone knows Pasha's Emor, the Kohanim allowed and not allowed to be Nitma, then it says, Ve'ikhru kocha beroishon, they're not allowed to take off the payas, and they're not allowed to take off the beard. They're not allowed to. Lemaisa, this aloha that you're not allowed to make a srita, you're not allowed to take off the payas, it's not only aloha in Kohanim, it's aloha also in Israel. We have one Pasha in Israel, one Pasha in Kohanim. So the Shara Taka, why the Torah written this Torah, this Pasha especially, and Koyani. So the Rambam brings down, like this. The Maradiskin brings that the Goyim, the Kmorim, the Koymer from the Goy, they would have a special haircut that they would do. They would take off the payas, they would have like a special azah, all different kind of funny haircuts like we see. Why? Because the Koymer, when he walks, you know, he has his black gown, he looks like Ganzer Choshere, hat, let me see. But when he goes to swim, and he goes to the Beis HaMelchetz, then everyone went together, yeah? No one had private showers. No one knew that he's a Koyma, right? So no one will respect him. So what they did is, they would have on the body like lines. They would put all different things on their body to look. So even when he doesn't have his clothing, he will look chashuv. Kadosh Baruch Hu zog d'maril diskin tot klal Yisrael. A Yid, a Benteire, has to look a Benteire even when he doesn't have his hat and jacket on. He doesn't have to have that the Chitzonius shows who he is. And he said a couple times in Chumashir, was a Chocham Michach Mirum HaSa'olam, his name is Aristo. Rambam brings it down, he was considered one of the smartest people that human being had. Philosophy. And once they saw him eating, he was eating like an animal. Everything was spritzing all over the place. So I asked him, Aristo, you're worse than an animal. He said, I'm sorry. Now I'm not Aristo, now I'm eating. But the guy, now I'm in supper, please, you know. Now I'm in my dear. A yid has to be a yid, kikodesh ato. Not only you have the jacket, has to show who you are. Has to be people who will see, you're in work, you're Ben Aliyah. You're in Yeshiva, you're in Ben Aliyah. You're in Ben Azmanim, you're Ben Aliyah. You're in a taxi, you're Ben Aliyah. You're in a hike, you're Ben Aliyah. You're swimming, you're Ben Aliyah. Our G'dolim, they shine because they shine. Not because they have the Levush. not because they had the levush. And the mir was a minig. Today this minig doesn't exist. You came after the mir changed a little bit, yeah? Reb Nochem would sit in the Beis Medrash without a jacket. When I came, none of the rabbeim will sit with a jacket in the Beis Medrash. No one. Things changed. Because the doyer is not used to it, yeah? Because America, without a tie and that, a rabbi has to have a tie choked all over him, yeah? And some people said it, the boys are not used to respect the rabbi if he doesn't have a jacket. I remember the Shiva, the Tzadik Livroche, asked, oh, the rabbi start to wear jackets. Slowly, everyone became like that, yeah? Don't worry. First thing, I especially second Seder, I want to feel in the old mirror. I come, I take off my jacket, I feel I'm reading in the mirror. Reb Nochem, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. I say, everyone sat. Even though Shiva's a Tzadik, remember you come to his house, sit with a shirt. No, not dressing gown, garnished. Remember. What is the pshat? So some people thought the mirror is so falitvish, yeah? It's not the pshat. The mesayro that was in the yeshiva here was teira. And the godless of a person is godl b'teira. Avadet. Moses says, chaluk ed rabbonon. Moses says that, Rashi says, that Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they have nice clothes. The Rabbonim of Bnei Eretz Yisrael have nice clothes. So Rashi says, I forgot, I just now remember that Rashi, it's an Amud Aleph, like in the middle of the page, I just don't remember where. But Rashi says, Shekevon she'einom chashuvim kol kach, tzrichim godim she'yechabdu eiso. Chassan, I don't mean in different places. I just mean, the real chosh of a person doesn't need the outside to make him to stick out. Reb Nochem changed the world from sitting in the back bench of Beis Medrash with his shirt. He didn't need the chitzonius. He looks like a rabbi. The doyer is shvach. Everything is shvach today, yeah? The gemaras have to be printed nicer. The world changed. But the midrashas have to be... The world that could change. Aber kikdoi shimatem. This was the Rashi. The Yeshiva Smir was the Maril Disco. You see who's the Adam God. You see who's the Choshevei guy. He doesn't need his hat and jacket to show that he's a Choshevei guy. He doesn't need that. Pasuk is Mamshich. ולא יסחללו את שם קודשי ונקדשתי בתוך בני ישראל, אני השם מקדשכם. וזה איסור חילול השם. The Ramban brings down, חילול השם is the worst avera in the world, is no kapore for חילול השם. Person that does חילול השם doesn't have a kapore. Person that does חילול השם doesn't have a kapore. What is the kapore that a person does חילול השם? That he could have is to do Kiddush Hashem. Kapora that a person does Chilul Hashem is to do Kiddush Hashem. This is the kapora. So, Lemoshel. So I was a Bocher in Panovich. I remember once by night we went out to speak and learning, and we woke up some neighbors. I remember they were yelling and screaming. They were so upset. Choshev Bocher in the middle of the night, disturbing. Especially that you're speaking and learning, go. So we know Chilul Hashem is no kapora. So the mice, so we went in the morning. We bought a very nice flower arrangement, and we send it to them. How much we're sorry. So the Moshe, I'm a super person. The Moshe did Chilul Hashem. Moshe, he came to say it at 10 o'clock. Yeah, so it's also Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is not only the friars. It shows that Teres Hashem is not so choshev for him. Rabban says he will never have a kapora. He has to yisurim v'misa all of his life, and maybe he'll have a kapora. Yeah, ema lasot. It's nothing more to do. Yeah, guy doesn't show up Friday. Chilul Hashem doesn't have a kapora. No topic about it. I will not let him into Gan Eden. I will stand. I have a list to it. I will leave them out. Beis Hashem. Yeah? So a person of Moshe is mechal Hashem Shamayim. He walks in the street now like a benteire, he yelled at someone, he knows he doesn't have a kapore. So the shaila is, I was mesupik alamol, I never had an answer in it. If you could fake a Kiddush Hashem, Ramban says the only way to metakim chilul Hashem is to do Kiddush Hashem. If you do Kiddush Hashem, this is mechapik chilul Hashem. So the marshal, if you stay 12 o'clock by night, you come out, yeah, this is... So I'm a super emotional president of Chilul Hashem. He wants to fix me. So he goes up to the bus. He tells the driver, you know, last week you gave me too much change. Take back the change. He says, wow. He goes into another bus. It never happened. Oh, but it's a Kiddush Hashem. The shayla, fake Kiddush Hashem helps or not? I want to have Kiddush Hashem. So the shayla is, I walk in the street, I'm sorry, you lost the shekel. Give it back to the guy. Wow. And like this, you could pack in Kiddush Hashem. I'm very nervous. When I was young, Amola was Michal Hashem Shamayim. It's a pach the whole time. I don't know what to do with it, yeah? Amola, I yelled in the street. Amola, you know, I came late to daven. I did some Chilul Hashems. So, nafshi b'sheilasi. If it helps to fake Kiddush Hashem, why not? Why not? It's the Kiddush Hashem.
It's not hard.
Gnev is not. I'm giving him more money. Gnev is not. So he thinks that we got Hashem Shemayim. I'm a tzia de londim de shayla. It's already bothering me for years. The while I do it, I tell you the truth. I do it. No, I don't have a prayer. When I feel that I did a Chilul Hashem, I try later to do also real Kiddush Hashem.
Gavro.
Said that I'm doing tshuva, and the aver I do tshuva. But the Chilul Hashem, the Ramban says, lo yiskaper lo yoylomis, b'misa v'yisurim Elohim ken yikadosh shmo yisborach. The only way to mechaper the Chilul Hashem is to do Kiddush Hashem. So the shaila is, if I fake a Kiddush Hashem, if I can take care of it, that's the shaila. If by faking Kiddush Hashem, I can take care of it or not, chvis nishdar. That's the shayla. Chvez nisht. The pasuk is mamshich. If we go to the end of the parsha, then we'll go back to this. The end of the parsha is great. Vayetze ben isho Yisraelis vehu ben ish Mitzri. Vayenutze b'machne ben Yisraelis ve isho Yisraeli. The isho Yisraeli was a normal yid. Mishav is done. And the Ben Isha Israelis was the one that, the only case in Mitzrayim that was a Mitzri that was boil abas Yisrael and the kid was born. And he wanted to come to be in Shevet Don. They told him, your mother is from Shevet Don, but your father is a Goy, is a Mitzri. So you can't be in the Degel of Machne Don. So they... Vayetze Ben Isha Israelis, Vayikoy Ben Isha Israelis, is Hashem Vayikalim. It was Mekalim. So what Vayetzet, where he came out? Meichon Yotza. Rab Levi Omar Moilomo Yotza. Rab Rachi Oimer Miparsho Shelemato Yotza. Masnissin Omro Mibezdino Yishir Moishir Yotza Mechuyav. Bo Lita Oyalei Betech Machne Don. Omro Le Matifcho Lekan, Omro Le Mibnei Don Ani. Omro Le Isha Adiglo Yboyset Bezaboyfam. Nira Zabedir Shil Moishir Yotza Mechuyav. Omad Vekidev. Chaim Shmulevitz had a shmuz every Parshas Emre. He said, Ben Ish Israelis, he's fighting. He wants to be a part of Shevet Don. He goes to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him no. He starts the course. Yekalel Yoisi is Yoisi. Yeah, we don't say the Nusach of the Klal, Chas V'Shalem. It was Mekalel. Vayikov is Hashem Vayikalel. What happened? He lost. Zogdim Chaim Shmulevitz, a Givaldike Yisrael. Says a person a lot of times in life could lose. But the Pasuk is telling us why he did it. Because he lost. It says like this. I'll bring the marshal, he says. A person has a glass, a cup of glass. Cup from glass. The cup of glass could be on the floor. Something could happen to it, no? The cup and glass could be on the table. Something could happen to it, no? What if you push the cup of glass from the table to the floor? It smashes. Nothing is left. I don't understand. But a floor is a nice place for cups. So why the cups smashed when it fell from the table to the floor? Because it got a bang. But the floor is not a bad place. Zogt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, most of the nisyonos that a person passes in life is the floor. He's on the floor. Kipshuta, yeah? He's laying on the floor. Alar Yitzpa, they call it in Hebrew, yeah? But it's not such a bad place. You could manage. Mikimi Mof Odol, Mashpo is Yorim Evyoy. Mikimi Mof Odol, Mashpo is Yorim Evyoy. But why a person loses? Because he falls. He gets a clap. A person has to sometimes lower the clap. Hashem gives you a nisoyen to lower the clap. He brings the marshal. Shaul HaMelech, Chazal say, he went to kill the Amalekim. He left the sheep and he left Agag. Shmuel comes and Shmuel tells him, Zog Shaul, when he sees Shmuel, HaKimoisi es Dvar Hashem. Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul, Ma koil atzoyin anishay meya. Vayomer Hashechom alohom lehavi lehashem, Vashar ishmalti. Tells him Shmuel, Aber lishmoya mizevach toim, Hashem said to kill. He said, yeah, we killed all of them, just we wanted the Maghrib. He tells him, yeah, but Hashem told me that Moasechom yois melech, because you didn't listen, you're not a king anymore. Vayomer Chotosi, Avarti espi Hashem. Ve'ato, Shaul tells Shmuel, come down with me, we'll go together, we'll mishtach ve'begiv Shaul, at least in front of everyone, show that I'm the king. And Shmuel goes with him together. Fight the kasha, Shaul HaMelech, Hazal say, Ben Shono B'molchoi, Ke Ben Shono B'loi Chet. He was a tzaddik Yisrael Oilam. This was the only chet that Shaul had. He was the biggest person in Klal Yisrael. He had a huge chet, and Hashem said that he's not a melech anymore. He tells Shmuel, but come fake with me that people will think that it's good. Shmuel had to tell him, Shaul, you're 5 years old. You lost, know what? Shaul, I'm a Novi Hashem, you know the truth, I know the truth, finish, it's over. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he told him, but I know I got a clap. And if I will not be careful, I will become happy koiras. Help me to soften the clap. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a person all of his life he gets a clap. He has to miyat stop the clap. Something is not going. Go right to your Rebbe to help you, to give you a hand. Don't let it to fall. Don't let yourself to feel that you have a clap. Don't let yourself to feel that you have a clap. If a person feels that he has a clap, Vayeitze bin isha Yisraelis, Vayikrev Hashem Vayikalel. Doira Midbor, no, to course, Kivyocho. To course. But he was mamish sure that he's from Shevet Dan. And Moshe told him, no. He got so angry, he lost it. He got so upset, so hurt. A lot of times in life, a person gets hurt, he gets upset. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz soft it. Hold on. Because to be on the floor, it's not the end of the world. It's the clap that breaks you. Hashem sometimes gives you a bad day. Nothing happened. Tomorrow will be a good day. The sun will again shine. Let me see. I can't. And you lose everything. Doir HaMidbor, they heard a noichi. Moshe told him, no, you can't live there. Nothing happened. He was so hurt, he went off the derech. Vayikrev es Hashem vayikalel. He was mekalel the kivyochel. It was Mikal the Kivyochel. It says in the Parsha, Eile Moyade Hashem. We have all the parshas of the Moyades. Svar Pelachem, the whole sphere is here. And then it says, An Shavuos. Ad Bimochas HaShabbos Tisvur Chamishim Yoyim V'ikravtem Mincho Chadosho LaHashem. And Shavuos, you bring a Mincho Chadosho. The Korban from Chodosh, right? Chodosh is everything that grew from after Pesach till the next Pesach is Chodosh. You're not allowed to eat it till after Pesach, till the first day of Sfira. But to bring Korbonos LaHashem, you only bring Mincho Chadosho in Shavuos. The Ainu, Frank the Gemara about the Oimer is Mincho Chadosho. The Oimer is Michael Soirim. This is Matir, the food to eat for people. So we take Michael Soirim. But Mincho LaHashem, to be Matir Chodosh and Beis HaMikdosh, Shavuos is Matir, Shavuos is Mincho Chadosho. So it's a mod nezach. The Oimer is Matir to eat, and Shavuos is Matir to Makriv Korbonos from the Chodosh. Zogin the Meforshim, steht da big yesoid. Chodosh, you're not allowed to eat before you matir it. You're not allowed to be makriv it before you matir it. For the animals or for the human being to eat, take a oimer, it's done. But for korbanos, you need 49 days of sfira, the whole avoida, and then another korban, and then you're allowed to eat. So I saw they bring down the sforim. Stay the big yesod. To be nene from Olam Hazeh, it's very easy. You give a little bit meiser, a good tayid, but to be zoiche, to use the Olam Habe, to serve Hashem, to do the right thing with the Olam Hazeh, to be mikadeshet, you need a big avodah. You need a big avodah. 49 days of Sfira and another Korban, then the Olam Hazeh is royally iskarev LaHashem. To be nene from Olam Hazeh, to be a good Ayid, yeah, the Maaser, Hashem could give you Shefa, Brocha, Ve'atzlocha. But if you don't work on yourself, and you're not oimet to Mis'ale on Mis'ale, you don't work to Mis'ale and Mis'ale, so the Balakeda says, Em shel chol moshol lemoad dovor doime. Says a person is going to meet a king. Balakeda is Chosh of a Sefer. I'll read the whole thing inside. He says he's a huge king, a huge palace. You know what is a palace? Every room, the bedroom of the palace is nicer from our nicest houses. And the guy comes to this palace, and there's a waiting room, very nice waiting room. Some people that know what goes inside the palace know that the main thing is to go to the king. They take a chair in the waiting room and they're waiting. Sometimes you have to wait in his waiting room for 2 or 3 weeks. There's a guy, he says, wow. He miyad starts to chop some couches there. Then he puts like a tea table and he starts to put flowers around him. Yeah, he's so excited, but he didn't finish to organize it. You know, already his line comes. He tells people, Go in, I'll go in later, yeah? He's busy a couple more couches to Masada here, and then he hops another area, they tell him, you like, go in, I'm busy here, yeah? He thinks, who knows, you know, when he goes there, he will speak to the king, and after 2 minutes, you have blessing. Chop around, he's here. Oilom hazeh doime leproizdo. Oilom haba doime letrakli. Hatzven hazbecha beproizdo kede shetikones letrakli. Person, Another couch here. It's very nice. Another couch. Another vacation. Another meal here. Another suda here. And he eats another piece of salmon in that house. Another. Little Shabbos. Yeah, he found a place to eat. Another couch. Shoite. Another 5 hours. Traklin is better. Avade. Shmuel gives a person allowed to enjoy, but where is Mashkia? Where is Mashkia? Was a yid here, Ben Azmani, a choshev yid, a real bal tzedoke, a real bal tzedoke. I was very spoiled. I went to visit him, close to him, and he asked me if we could do maybe something together. And we went, he took him with his driver, we went to visit old almanas of Yerushalayim. He said, if we go together, it's Teir Vigdula of Mokevecho. This was his shtickle Teir. So like this, Manavshach, if they respect my money, they'll be happy that a rich guy came. If they respect the right things, they'll be happy that you came. So like this, we'll do the mitzvah. We went, Friday Chalamoy, Shlep one after each other, man, it was very nice. So when I was with him, you know, I told him, you have to give tzedakah. So I took his checkbook and I filled it up. Completely filled the whole checkbook finished and I gave it out to all different people. He told me, you know, I'm left now without checks. So said, well, come on, my embassy, you'll tell me, Nissan Kaplan, why you didn't do more. I'm telling you, what do you think, you will die with this money? You don't need nothing when you finish. You'll tell me why you didn't schlep out more for me. I'll tell you, it's too late. It's harder. This is the avoider, zog de balakeide. Oilam azeh doime lepras leproizdo. Oilam abo doime letraklin. Haskin hatzmecho beproizdo kedei shetikones letraklin. It's mamish like that person that says, okay, skip me, I'm here. Skip me. Every the king has a mom. Everyone comes later, but he's missing, yeah? His job. The first guy gets the prime minister there. Second guy, he lets what is less. It's the moshe. He wants to wait. When he comes, they'll make him in charge in the garbage. But he said, chaval, there's food here. Things are happening here. Why he has to leave the traklin, the prosto? The proizdo is a ilum umloyoy. And remember, it's a avoido. This is the Yemei HaSfira. But then when a person is over, he's a ilum to come to the Mincha Chadosha.